Welcome to Macro Monday on Investec Focus Radio SA, a podcast about what's driving global and local markets. I'm Chris Holdsworth, Chief Investment Strategist at Investec Wealth and Investment. Every Monday morning, I'll update you on key developments from the past week and what you need to know about the week ahead. If you'd prefer to watch a video with the graphs and charts I referred to in the podcast, just go to investec.com/Macro Monday.
Morning. This week, we're going to have a look at some of the latest U.S. economic data, the output for interest rates in the U.S., what's happening to global markets, and that South African CPI print that came out last week. We're going to start off with U.S. economic data. Last week, saw the latest iteration of the leading index come out. It was down month-on-month last month after being up month-on-month the month before. And when it increased, it led to a renewed debate around the outlook for the U.S. economy. And there's an increasingly large camp that is of the view that there will be no landing at all for the U.S. That is, economic momentum will simply continue, and the U.S. economy will grow between 2.5% or 2.7% this year. The leading indicator suggests that there is still reason for caution at this point. It's still down materially year on year, on the sort of level that you would see with a material slowdown. And in addition to that, consumer expectations are still fairly depressed in the U.S. as well. And that suggests, in aggregate, that we still need to be cautious with regards to the outlook for the U.S. And if there is a risk to the outlook, the risk is that growth will come in below expectations. With that in mind, growth at this point is still relatively robust. Inflation is proving to be sticky, and as a result, market expectations of the interest rate trajectory have shifted materially. There's now the market view that there'll be between one and two rate cuts by year end. At the beginning of the year, the market was penciling in around six rate cuts from the U.S. Interestingly, the picture in Europe is somewhat different, with economic growth that is weaker and inflation that's heading in the right direction. The market expectation is that there will be three rate cuts in Europe. So we can expect some degree of monetary policy divergence between Europe and the U.S. over the coming 9 months or so. Now, the mix of stickier than expected inflation and shift to the interest rate outlook, geopolitical concerns in various parts of the globe, have seen the market finally take a knock. Markets are down around about 5% in dollars, pretty much across developed markets, with little exception. Japan is down a little more. What's interesting is if you look at the sectoral decomposition in the U.S., sectors which are traditionally quite cyclical, energy, financials, industrial, material, are proving to be somewhat more defensive this time around. Still down, but not down as much as the aggregate market. It's real estate, IT, consumer discretionary utilities that have taken the largest smack of late. We take a step back and look across the globe. There haven't been many places to hide. As mentioned before, most developed markets are down. In addition, fixed income is down across most markets that we track too. The one asset class which has stood out has been gold, doing what gold traditionally does in this sort of environment with heightened geopolitical tensions. It's done pretty well, up around about 10% over this last month or so. It's not just gold. Within the broader commodity basket, we've seen a range of commodities, metals in particular, that have held up quite well. In fact, have increased up to around about 10% or so over the past month. You know, copper, which is up around about 10%, nickel's up around 10%, iron ore is up close to 10% as well. And part of the reason for that is an improving economic environment in China. Chinese economic growth surprised on the upside in Q1, coming out at 5.3%, up relative to the consensus of 4.8%. We've got this environment where Chinese demand is still quite robust, where there's question marks around the rest of the globe. And that leads to this unusual environment where commodities are actually doing quite well, while risk assets are falling over pretty much across the developed and emerging markets. Finally, on South Africa, inflation surprised on the downside in SA came out at 5.3%, just a bit below the consensus of 5.4% and below last month's 5.6%. It's too early to be very optimistic on the inflation outlook just yet. We do expect that it will pick up from next month and get close to the top end of the band for a couple of months yet. It's only around September, October when we start to see SA inflation decline materially according to our model. And therefore, it's only at that point that we can expect the SARB to start to look to cut. And that's where we're going to leave it for this week.
That's all for this episode. Do tune in next week for more investment insights from me, Chris Holdsworth, and the Investec Wealth and Investment team. If you haven't yet added us to your podcast feed, you can subscribe to Investec Focus Radio SA wherever you listen. And please take a minute to rate our podcast so we can surface this content to the broader investment community. If you want to see the graphs that I reference in the podcast, you can watch a video version of this recording at investec.com/Macro Monday.
The views expressed are those of the contributors at the time of publication and do not necessarily represent the views of Investec Wealth and Investment International and should not be taken as advice, guidance, or recommendation. Investec Wealth and Investment International, a member of the JSE Equity, Equity Derivatives, Currency Derivatives, Bond Derivatives, and Interest Rate Derivatives Markets, an authorized financial services provider and a registered credit provider.